While the communist system was killing millions, it also terrorized those whom it left alive. Communism was literally a regime of terror. It regarded society as a collection of animals that needed to be managed, and believed that the only way to do that was by fear and terror. Stalin would be applauded for minutes on end at Communist Party congresses. The reason for that was because everyone there was terrified of being the first to stop. Stalin had already killed a number of delegates who had failed to demonstrate the necessary enthusiasm. The Communist Party organized frequent rallies to protest against so-called traitors and agents. Anyone could be a target of that campaign. People earlier regarded as exemplary communists could later appear pictured in the columns of Pravda like savage dogs. Everyone was terrified the same thing might happen to them. One favored tool of the Reign of Terror was mass executions. Thousands of people were publicly executed during Stalin's reign. Communism's reign of terror also dealt a heavy blow to the arts. Pre-communist Russian society had enjoyed a rich culture with great writers, painters, and composers. Yet, with the advent of communism, ugliness and crudity came to dominate Russian art. The new style was known as socialist realism and locked all Russia within narrow, lifeless constraints. The frozen nature of communist art is a result of the materialist philosophy that constitutes its worldview. Materialist philosophy regards human beings as simply a collection of matter, and is a simplistic belief that seeks to reduce everything to the same matter. The application of this to art ended in a complete fiasco, as it did in all other spheres. True art is an expression of wonder at the aesthetic and other delights given to man by God. In order for art to develop, it is necessary for that yearning in the soul that comes from creation to be freely expressed. In communist dictatorships, however, that atmosphere of freedom was completely eliminated, and art died as people came under constant pressure. Another blow dealt to society came in the field of science. During Stalin's time, all the scientists in the country were forced to sign oaths of loyalty to dialectical materialism. All scientific research was twisted to agree with materialist dogma. The theory of evolution enjoyed a special place among those dogmas so fiercely defended by Stalin. The Soviet dictator's devotion to the theory went right back to his youth. Stalin had been brought up in a religious household and had been religiously educated in a church school. Yet just as he was preparing to become a priest, he read a summary of Darwin's Origin of Species, and his life suddenly changed. Stalin was easily deceived by the superficial claims of Darwinism and became an atheist. In that state of ignorance, he promptly joined the ranks of the Bolsheviks. The theory of evolution again formed Stalin's most important source of inspiration when he came to power many years later. He was especially keen that the theory should be taught in Soviet schools, and declared the intention behind that. There are three things that we do to disabuse the minds of our seminary students. We had to teach them the age of the earth, the geologic origin, and Darwin's teachings. One of the most striking indications of Stalin's dogmatic attachment to the theory of evolution was the Trofim Lysenko affair. Trofim Lysenko was a young agricultural expert in the 1930s. He had an interesting idea. He rejected the Mendelian genetics that had been accepted by the scientific community since the early 20th century and supported instead the idea that living things evolve and acquire their characteristics from the environment, originally proposed by Lamarck, a forerunner of Darwin. Stalin was impressed by Lysenko's nonsense and made him president of the Lenin All-Union Academy of Agricultural Sciences. The years that followed saw the preparation of an agricultural program in the light of Lysenko's idea of evolution, and it was forcibly imposed on villages by party officials. Lysenko believed that if seeds to be sown were kept for a long time in cold water, they would evolve according to their chilly environment. In order to test that idea, tons of seeds were kept in cold water and then sown in the steppes of Siberia. They were all ruined, of course. Lysenko's theory dragged Soviet agriculture back by decades. Yet Stalin continued to support Lysenko up until his death. Stalin was so slavishly attached to Lysenko's theory of evolution that he had no hesitation over having those scientists who rejected it killed. One of these was the world-renowned Russian geneticist Nikolai Ivanovich Vavilov. Vavilov was arrested one night by order of Stalin. He was photographed like a criminal and sent to the labor camps on the grounds of planning to sabotage Soviet agriculture. He died in one of those camps in 1943. Other Russian scientists who believed in Mendelian genetics, such as Muralov, Levitt, and Levin, were taken from their homes by members of the Secret Service in the middle of the night. Most were executed. Stalin, who carried out all this savagery in the name of materialist philosophy and communist ideology, died in 1953. According to a KGB report revealed in 1991, he had had 42 million people killed during his regime. Stalin's cold and arrogant features were a reflection of the dark world of communism itself. God describes the position of such cruel rulers in the Quran. Whenever he holds the upper hand, He goes about the earth corrupting it, destroying people's crops and breeding stock. God does not love corruption. When he is told to have fear for God, he is seized by pride which drives him to wrongdoing. Hell will be enough for him. What an evil resting place.